Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for helping us have a record month in the month of June. And just really, you guys are just wearing out our website, and we like it. We're huffing and puffing here, folks, but we like it when you use our website, because we know that that means that we've got something that's useful to you. Because and the reason we know that, folks, is we don't know who you are. We don't know where you're coming from. You know, we don't keep up with that. But what we do know is that when you get there, you stay. And you don't just come to the site, but you click around on the site and you use it, and you use the articles and the archives and the blog, and you're subscribing to the newsletter in record numbers. And all that is just great, because that means that you're trying to get better. You want to learn more about being a small business owner, how to be a better small business owner. And my hat's off to you, those of you who've been doing that, and those of you who haven't done it yet. What are you waiting on? It's right there. It's all free at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jack Harbor is all over our website. Jack's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He has deposited so much wisdom with us over the years, and he's about to do some more of that. Jack is with the Sandler Training Institute, and he's our good friend. Jack, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. And I can vouch for the fact that it's a great newsletter.
I appreciate that very much. And, Jack's one of our happy subscribers, and as I am to his letter as well. Jack is, as I say, folks, is one of our top salesmanship experts. Jack, one of the things that I'd like to get you to help me talk about today, and I know this is something that's on your mind quite often, is one of the problems, one of the challenges that small businesses have when they grow. And that they small businesses, of course, everybody sells. Everybody has to sell in every business. But, you know, some businesses are a little more prone to have, or they're more likely to have, say, outside salespeople or a group of salespeople that perhaps they sell on commission, that kind of thing. And typically when it starts out, you got the founder, and then he or she hires one salesperson, then two, then three, then four, et cetera, et cetera. And for a long time, the president and founder of the company manages the sales force. The sales force doesn't, don't they, Jack?
Absolutely. And for a long time, they're probably their most productive salesperson, too.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. Because they were the first salesperson.
And they have the most passion for the business.
And they know all the customers, where how old their children are, and when they play, and when their next games are.
Absolutely.
And that's hard to turn loose of that, isn't it?
Well, it's not only hard to turn loose, but what they have done by instinct, if you will. They know a great deal about their business, because they were experts when they got into their business.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to sales, they've done it by instinct a lot, and they don't know what to look for when they want to hire somebody to replace them as the sales manager.
Yeah, and so it's hard enough to turn loose of an account to the next salesperson. I mean, I've seen that be hard for them to do. And then they finally do one, and it works, and they say, okay, I'm catching on, and they hire some more salespeople, and that gets easier and easier. And then what I see happening typically, Jack, is they make their best salesperson the sales manager.
I'm assuming you're not suggesting that's the right thing to do.
You can note my sarcasm. You can note my sardonic tone there, Jack, because that's exactly right. That's the worst thing in the world to do, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because you take the person who's putting the most money in your pocket, because he's really good at what he does, and puts him in a position that he isn't as good at.
The thing is that here's what you got to remember, folks, and Jack, you can wait in on this.
used to have in front of him, the sales manager now has to do. And that's not the sales manager, or excuse me, you're right, that's not the salesperson's best love.
Well, and here's another thing, Jack. The sales management that needs to go on, if you've got a half dozen salespeople, you need somebody who needs to manage these people, to train them, to keep up with their performance, to give them goals and to structure their budgets so that the aggregation of all those budgets roll up to what the company wants to do in the next year. Somebody's got to manage all that, and that is a lot more sophisticated requirement than even the owner was probably doing when he or she was the sales manager.
That's true, and once you take it out of his direct control, where maybe he or she doesn't need that detail because they're involved day to day, now they have to make up that distance with the detail.
Well, exactly right, and so now what we've done is we've taken the best salesperson, the one who's making the most money for us, who's probably not a detail person, but because we think that sales management, we don't know any better, and we think sales management means that it's got to be about being able to sell, we take that person out of the field, or cut their selling time down, and basically, I don't know how many times, Jack, I've seen that as being a total organizational meltdown.
Absolutely, and what often happens, well, it can happen, I don't know if it's often, is that you then lose that salesperson.
Absolutely.
Totally, because they fail in that job and they look for something else to do someplace else.
And look what that's done to the company now.
Oh.
You're not no longer competitive for a period of time. Now the thing is, Jack, we need to say that this isn't always the case, but it's almost always the case. And so what you got to do is you got to talk to, whenever you are bringing in that sales management position, you do need to talk to that top salesperson and say, all right, look, here's the deal. I'm gonna consider you for the job because maybe you're the right person, but is this something you really want to do?
And I absolutely agree you need that discussion, and I'd go one step further. I think you also have to have the discussion of, why don't we work at it for 3 months, and you and I will know and talk, and we'll have some objectives, and if you're not happy, you can go right back to making the money you were as a salesperson.
Right.
Because I want to keep you in the business. I don't want to lose you.
And don't make a big deal out of it for that 90 days. Just kind of settle into it. Yep. I think that's a good suggestion. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to set it up the right way and how to make sure that sales manager is doing the right things, but most importantly, not doing one thing that I'm going to tell you about. And that's right after these messages. 20 after, we'll be right back with Jack Halber. He's with the Sandler Training Institute.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jack Halber with the Sandler Training Institute. Jack, give us your website, please.
www.dc, as in District of Columbia, .sandler.com.
dc.sandler.com.
That's it.
And that's your website, which is part of the Sandler organization.
Yes, Sandler is a franchise, and I own a franchise in the Washington, D.C. area.
Helping people to do a better job of selling and training their salespeople. And I know other people who do what you do across the country. And it's a great operation, folks. So I encourage you to check it out, especially if you're looking for an opportunity to become a training professional, which is what Jack is and the other folks at Sandler. Jack, we're talking about bringing on a sales manager and how to do it the right way. I have one thing that I've observed over the years with people who try to grow into a sales manager's position, and part of it is a natural progression, but part of it is a mistake, and that is if there is any way possible, when you bring on a sales manager, if you actually need a sales manager, make that his or her only job, which by that I mean they don't need to have their own territory. They don't need to have their own customers. And Jack, the reason I say that is because it gets too complicated managing your own territory and managing other people.
Well, because the management role is a whole lot bigger than a part-time job.
If it's done right.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's not done right, you're going to have turnover and you're going to have lower performance than you were hoping for. And you're going to blame the sales manager, but you gave him two jobs to do.
Yeah.
It's all the coaching, mentoring, training, feedback, performance reviews, all the stuff, the hiring and firing, all the stuff that goes into that can't be a I'll do it when I get around to it kind of afterthought.
Yeah, and the projections, the forecasting of sales, the holding salespeople accountable for what they do, getting them to, meeting with them once a month, once a week to talk about where they're going, about the proposals they're going to be giving, getting new training to them, coming up with different training. Another big thing right now, Jack, for a sales manager is trying to find the best sales training that they don't have to leave the building for. There's a lot of online training out there.
It absolutely is. And the training should be more than product training. I think too many sales organizations focus on the product training and not enough on how to sell it.
Exactly. And how to build relationships. Because because the product is, all that is a commodity that a lot of other people have.
And people buy from people they like and trust, not necessarily from the smartest ones.
Right. And what I was talking about training a minute ago, the main thing I was talking about is finding a way to get the training into the house. Because, as you know, Jack, a lot of small business owners, most small business owners, can't really afford to send their salespeople somewhere.
That's true, especially if it's for any extended length of time.
Mm-hmm. They're out of the field. You've got to pay them while they're there. They got expenses. It's prohibitive for a lot of small businesses.
And in addition, the assumption you make if you do that is that training is an event. And I don't believe training is an event. It's a process.
It's a way of life. It's not a means to an end. It's a way of life.
And David Sandler wrote a book that he called You Can't Teach a Kid to Ride a Bike in a Seminar. It takes practice. You fall down, you get back on it. And that's what sales is all about. You fall down, you got to get back on, and there needs to be a manager or somebody close by when you fall down, like your dad when you were a kid.
You know, Jack, here's something that's kind of a small business fundamental flaw. It's hard for us to hire somebody, to have people working for us, and for us to see them doing their job, but it doesn't look like they're doing anything. In other words, whenever people go from having an accountant to a CFO.
Mm-hmm.
The role of the CFO is not to do accounts payable or accounts receivable. It's to manage the overall financial direction of the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for people to look into that office in there and not see the CFO, you know, actually collecting money or paying bills. And the same thing with sales managers. It's hard to imagine that you've got somebody sitting there, you're paying a manager's salary, and they're not actually producing anything.
Part of that, my belief is, Jim, is that the business owner, because they had to be a jack of all trades, doesn't know what it takes to do all of any one job.
Right.
And so they're making assumptions about what the job requires, and then they hire somebody who brings other things to the job. They don't know what they're doing, so assume they're not working.
Well, and they were doing their job after a fashion, and not as sophisticated as this manager should
sure.
be doing their job.
And that's why you hired them, because they bring other skills to the table than hopefully you had.
Does Sandler help people bring on sales managers? Is that something you guys do?
Yes, because we're typically involved in anything that has to do with sales, and we often start by training the president of the company how to do it better.
Yeah.
And then how he can manage salespeople as he brings them on, and then that's the next logical progression.
Right.
How do we identify and hire and retain the best folks to manage the group.
Jack, well done today. Thank you for this. This is really an important visit that you've, and important information that you've given us. Give us that website again, please.
dc.sandler.com.
dc.sandler.com. He's in the Washington, D.C. area, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening to us. Hey, Jack, thank you for being here. Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. It went quick as usual.
Jack Harbor, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Bill Kovacs, right after these messages.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.